Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 17th, yup, count it, 17th episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Now, as you know, Carson Wentz was just traded from the Philadelphia Eagles to the Indianapolis Colts. We will be discussing the deal itself and how this helps Carson Wentz, the Colts, and where does this leave the Eagles. But before then, a word from our sponsors. Stick around. So before we start discussing the Wentz trade, I just want to say that this is the first episode of season 3 of Collegeville Conversation. You know, I love doing the show. I love making these episodes, and I'm so grateful for everybody that tunes in, and I just love what I do with this show. So to get right into it, Carson Wentz, you know, once thought of as the face of the franchise for the Philadelphia Eagles, once thought of as the star QB, traded from the Philadelphia Eagles to the Indianapolis Colts. And this is just another move for a wild offseason for NFL quarterbacks. First it was Jared Goff traded from the Los Angeles Rams to the Detroit Lions for Matthew Stafford. I think that's a great move for Matthew Stafford, but not so much for Jared Goff because, you know, let's be real here. The Detroit Lions, they waste a lot of talent. They're basically a football wasteland as of late. Never been to the Super Bowl. You know, and you got the ongoing Deshaun Watson, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers sagas. You know, is Drew Brees going to retire? Where's Deshaun Watson going to be traded? And is Aaron Rodgers, how much do the Packers believe he can still be the guy before they want to turn it over to Jordan Love, possibly? And now, of course, Carson Wentz. Wentz was traded from the Philadelphia Eagles to the Indianapolis Colts for a 2021 third-round draft pick and a conditional 2022 second-round draft pick. The second-round pick can turn into a first-round pick if Wentz plays 75% of the Colts snaps in 2021. Or if Wentz plays 70% of the Colts snaps and the Colts make the playoffs, which they did do last year. The trade leaves the Eagles with an NFL record $33.8 million dead salary cap charge for 2021. So, obviously they couldn't cut Wentz, but it seems to me that the relationship between them between Wentz and the Eagles has fallen so below unrepairable that they wanted to get rid of him that quickly. Obviously the trade, it reunites Carson Wentz with former Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich. He'll be his head coach. And it's worth noting that while being coached by Frank Reich, Wentz, he had the best season of his career in 2017. He was a MVP front runner. If he had finished the season, I guarantee you he would have won MVP, no doubt. His numbers before going down with a knee injury, he led the Eagles to an 11-2 record NFL best. He threw for 3,292 passing yards, 33 touchdowns, led the league at the time, and 7 interceptions. And yet, like I said, he was the leading candidate for MVP. You know, it's just, people think that Wentz has regressed so much. Obviously, he did take a step back this past year, but the years before, like 2019, he was pretty stellar. He was pretty excellent. Like, people forget that he is the first quarterback to throw for 400 passing yards and have none of his receivers have over 500 receiving yards. You know, that's insane. And he led us to the playoffs. But of course, he got hit. He got hurt in the first game of those playoffs because of a dirty hit by Jadeveon Clowney, which put him in concussion protocol for the rest of the game. You know, it's Wentz, he just had one bad season. That's all it really was, one bad season. He's got no O-line. He really had nobody to throw to on the Eagles at the end. They just released Deshaun Jackson. They're probably going to release Alshon Jeffrey. I sure hope so. And they just released Malik Jackson, who's a defensive tackle. You know, it's just the Eagles, they have a lot to take care of. They have a lot to go over in the offseason. They have a lot of work to do if they want to be contenders again. But I think it's good for Wentz because he is going to a really fairly better situation in Indianapolis than the one that he is coming from in Philadelphia. You know, last season, the Colts, they had the number 10 ranked offense as well as the number 12 ranked defense. While the Eagles, their offense is ranked number 26, almost at the bottom of the barrel, bottom of the league. And their defense was ranked number 23, once again, almost at the bottom of the league. The team was just a complete mess last year. It was just a complete mess, you know. It's obviously now with Doug Peterson being gone too. Dropped my glasses. It's just a he lost the locker room as well. It's just a lot of this Eagles team, it needed a complete change of scenery. A lot of changes. Carson Wentz especially needed a change of scenery, and it's sad to see him go. Because, like I said before, once thought of as the future of the Philadelphia Eagles, once thought of as a future top five quarterback in the league, he once was at one point. But it's just, how did it come to this? How did it come to this? You know? There's been rumors that he did not have a great relationship with Howie Roseman, which does seem to be a trend with a lot of former Eagles players, but nobody in the organization wants to discuss that. He should be fired. He really, really should. You know, if more than one player says that he's the problem, don't you think he should be fired? But that makes too much sense. Too much sense, damn it. Oh, my gosh. It's just a lot to unwrap with the Eagles. They've been more frustrating than fun in recent years. Ever since winning the Super Bowl, it's just been more frustrating than fun. This trade has left Philly fans with mixed emotions. You know, some have said that it's really not fair to give up on Wentz after one bad season, and that he has been stellar otherwise. That's what I think. Of course, like I said before recently, there could be a lot of internal factors that led to Wentz wanting to leave, like, of course, the front office. And there's also, it's also come out that apparently Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson, it's been like 8 to 10 weeks since they last spoke. That's not the communication that you want your starting quarterback and your head coach to have. That's like little to no relationship at all. You can't be having that. And, you know, this is why that I think that Wentz will succeed so much in Indianapolis, because he had such a great relationship with Frank Reich. He had his best season with Frank Reich. It just all leads back to Frank Reich. You know? Ever since Frank Reich left, the Eagles' offense has been so stagnant. It's been so uncreative. It's just sickening to see. They went from scoring like what 24 points a game to scoring 17 probably. Oh my gosh, the offense is so bad, so stagnant. Others have said about Wentz being traded that he has regressed since his knee injury in 2017. And that it's time for the Eagles to get younger and start rebuilding. I can agree with that. 100%. But the thing is, Wentz is only 28 years old. You know? I believe that he could be fixed if he stayed on the Eagles. He had no O-line this year. Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, Andre Dillard, all injured. All out for the season, if not the majority of the season. And he was left with Jack Driscoll, Matt Pryor, 38-year-old Jason Peters. But all he really had was Jason Kelce, who is still the best center in the league. You know, he's been sacked the most this year, of course. But you also can't ignore that when he had a clean pocket, he threw for about 10 interceptions. But the argument could also be made, who does he have to throw to? Greg Ward, Quez Watkins, Jalen Reagor, Alshon Jeffrey when he feels like it. It's just, the Eagles are a mess. And I think that Wentz is the winner in this party for getting out. This leaves the Eagles with an uncertain future at quarterback. Will Jalen Hurts be the QB1 next season? Or will the Eagles look to draft a quarterback? Either one, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, trade up for Zach Wilson, or somebody else in the draft like Mac Jones. I don't think drafting a quarterback is really the answer for the Eagles in this draft. I think we should definitely give Jalen Hurts the full season, see what we have in him, because we're not going to be competing for anything this year. We're not going to be playoff contenders. We're not going to be Super Bowl contenders. Absolutely not. So we are rebuilding now. We are tanking. Okay? Expect Zach Ertz to be cut or traded in the coming year, in the coming weeks. Expect a lot of remnants from that Super Bowl team to be going. Expect Jason Kelce to possibly retire, which I wouldn't blame him if he did. But if he does want to come back, why the hell not? Bring him back. He's still got a good year left in him. But I do not want the Eagles to draft a quarterback with their 6th overall pick. Okay? I want them to either walk out of there with Devonta Smith, Ja'Marr Chase, or Micah Parsons. Because linebacker, specifically with Micah Parsons, it is a position that the Eagles have been ignoring for quite some time. You know, we got TJ Edwards, Duke Riley, Alex Singleton as our linebackers. And Nathan Gary, but he's not even worth noting. Okay? So, it's been what? 2, 3, maybe even 5 or 10 years since we've had a great linebacker. A great one. It's just a position that we've ignored for far too long, and that it has continued to cost us over and over and over again each year. The defense, it's just, I don't think we need a quarterback, but we need everything else. That's what I can best sum it up for this year's draft. One prospect that I want the Eagles to look at is Alex Leatherwood of Alabama, O-lineman. He has been great. He's been a beast this year for Alabama, obviously contributing to a national championship team, quite a few. And I believe that he can contribute on any NFL team. And I think that a tandem of him, Lane Johnson, possibly Andre Dillard could be good, you know? The Eagles could also make some moves in free agency. But we will definitely have to see what goes on there. J.J. Watt just became a free agent for the first time in his career. He is probably my favorite football player ever. I respect J.J. Watt so much. Not just on the field, but off the field too. With what he did for Hurricane Harvey in the city of Houston. You know, that's just class right there. That's just a great example of someone using their platform and helping out their community when they need it most. You know, you love to see that. We definitely need more of that. He's just a great guy. And a great player, too. I can guarantee he's still got some good years left in him. Will he be expensive? I don't know. But I would imagine that he would be asking for some money, of course. The Eagles, of course, it's just a really, really tough spot for them. But I think that we can't get anything done if Howie Roseman doesn't go, because it seems like he's the common denominator for these problems. It's just really, really frustrating that the Eagles organization does not see that. The fans see that very clearly. It is very clear to the fans. We're very fed up with that. He's whiffed on a lot of draft picks. Most recently, Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. Like, come on, man. Come on. Just listen to the scouts. That's literally what their job is, to scout talent. And apparently, Howie Roseman was told to draft Justin Jefferson over Jalen Reagor. He, of course, did not listen. It's frustrating. Hopefully the Eagles can have a good draft this year, have a great offseason. I am hoping that maybe in 2 to 3 years we can be back in playoff contention. Maybe 5 years we'll be back to being Super Bowl contenders. But I hope Jalen Hurts is who everyone hopes that he can be with a full season. Just get him an offensive line, please. Get him receivers to throw to, please. And, of course, fix the defense. Get some linebackers, please. Also, I have not gone over yet Nick Sirianni, who is from the Frank Reich coaching tree. He is now the Eagles head coach, came from the Indianapolis Colts offensive coordinator, and he led the number 10 ranked offense in the NFL last year, as I stated before. I think that, and plus he's 39 years old, I think hiring somebody who's fresh and new is is what the Eagles needed, a definite change of coaching staff. It all starts with the coaching staff most of the time, and I think that he is a great guy to lead a team. He's energetic, he's passionate about what he does, and players seem to love him. So I hope that translates here in Philadelphia. And I hope the Eagles can have a great offseason. And of course, like I said, get back to playoff form, possibly even Super Bowl form. We want another Lombardi trophy here in Philadelphia. Let's bring it home. Thank you for watching this episode of Collegeville Conversation. As always, I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Whenever sports news breaks, you can always count on the CC to cover it. Thank you for listening, and have a great night.